go through the halachas of Yeledes, Muberes, Yeledes. Fine, in terms of the Chiyah Peruvus, so Ramayis has a tshuva, and he discusses that, why isn't there a Chiyav to every single Eina to have Tashlim Mita in order to Mekayim Mitzvahs Peruvu? What's behind all the Zmanim, which Gemara brings down? So Ramayis, that Chazal were Meshai, what your Chiyav Eina is, and once Chazal Mechayev, this is your Chiyav Eina, so then this is your Shtalus in order to have children. But some one can have a child. And therefore, Moshe says, anything we should do more is we get the Rebbe Shtalus. The Rebbe Shtalus is something which is Loi Moi Lemu Uma. And therefore, he says that not only now Mechayev to do more, he says that someone won't help really to do Rebbe Shtalus. In terms of once somebody is pregnant, so the Gemara Brachas of Daf Samach brings down the first 3 days, he should daven that Zerah should be Kailit. After 3 days, he's supposed to daven that should be a Ben Zachar. From 40 days until 3 months, your davening should be a sandal, some type of deformation. Should not be a sandal. 3 months, 6 months, you daven that should not be a nafel. And from 6 months to 9 months, you should daven that the delivery and the baby, everything should be healthy, and the mother should be healthy. The Rabbi Kufan Av brings down that you should be davening also when she's pregnant, the kid should be a hoisik and Torah mitzvahs and your shemayim. In terms of, people want to know, in terms of telling people that you're pregnant, is there anything wrong? Is it okay? So, the reason why people don't do it is because of Ayin Hara. That's the reason why people don't do it. But at some, the Ikki state of Ayin Hara, I think we've discussed in the past that, what's this whole thing of Ayin Hara, this evil eye, how does it work, and what's the concept of it? So, Dessler and others write that the concept of Ayin Hara is that, if you show off your success, or you tell somebody about Hatzlacha, and people are jealous of you, like, why him, or why does he deserve it, or wow, ooh, wow, you know, he won the lottery, or something like that, so that causes a kitrig, either you say the dover is being your evil fenever and kinna, or causes some type of kitrig, and that's how the Koich Ayin Hara works. So technically, when you're dealing with your family members, there shouldn't be any Ayin Hara. Your family members are very happy for you when they find out that you're pregnant, and Batsim beside. It's okay. You want to tell your parents earlier in terms of the pregnancy, it's okay to go ahead and tell them. Practically, it's not advised, as we mentioned before, that very often there are early miscarriages, so no reason to bring your parents-in-law involved in the equation, and therefore practically it's not really so recommended to tell, but right, if you have a Sibu, why you want to tell, then Echanami. What?
The practicality of the mission.
No, so people wait till they're showing. Showing is after 3 months. Usually a miscarriage is right there. There's two shlavim. There's right away, like, you know, 35, 40 days, like early miscarriages. And then there's like 6 to 8 weeks, you know, till you find out there's a heartbeat and it's growing. It takes at least two months to find out those things. After 3 months, already they're showing. So then already. Now, in terms of finding out the gender of the baby, is anything wrong finding out the gender of the baby? So Rechanikievsky read Halapia Shkafa that the Medrash brings down, there's 7 things of Chusub, and they all done. One of them is that the gender of the baby. The Meister of Yashiv held that there's no problem in terms of finding out the baby. And, and Mekir Din is okay to find out the gender. Mekir Din is okay. You just have to be careful. Usually, with that class, if you know the gender of the baby, you slip. Like, say, oh, if I'm making a breast, yeah, I don't know if it's going to be a boy. Like, you know, people always slip in terms of what it is. Then it'll stop. Just practically. You want to know. If you want everyone to know whether it's a boy or a girl or whatever. Say there. But with that cloud, people always... It's never, nothing wrong. No, no, no. I didn't say right. You could tell people. You could tell everyone. I'm just saying. Just practically. It's like... What? I spoke it a second ago.
Well, who cares that you're showing? Why should you be able to tell people? Once you know it, why should you be able to tell them?
It's fine. Just if you, I don't know if you want to be fasting, whatever, in terms of whatever. No. It's just shopping for the baby before it's born. So people know they go to America, being his mom, they want to shop and things aren't selling cheaper. So they're also, if there's a tzarech, the minute Derek Klal people don't do realize it's a type of tzarech. It's vital, like I know everything. You walk in the store, oh, no, what's the baby's name? But bad, some if there's any type of tzarech lemaisa, it's okay to do it. And, you know, if it just works out practicality in terms of, you know, you're in America or something like that, then it's okay.
Shopping online
is like. For sure, yeah, that's okay. It's okay.
baby bill.
We got all your baby needs covered.
Some have a minhag during pregnancy in terms of not going to the zoo. Where does that come from? It comes from Indian of Sprotan and Yonim, Surma Kedushin, not even Stakel, Devarim, Tumeim. In other words, That just means that you can stock it around tomatoes. It's mashpia on the isha. It's mashpia on the vlad. And you said it as if you mistako. As it could be also if you're looking at the cat in the if you have this midrash to be machmoran, it's also negia looking at the cat jumping into the garbage. That's also negia. Mistako, yeah. But you know, koshkin for koshkin to be mistako at the yeah kiyadua. You know, koshkin. Yeah. Now in terms of basic for us, also some people have a minhag, right, these things are not brought down, it's not in like based on Nigla, it's not about Vishan Raza Ritva, it's not brought down Shekhan Aruch, these are Inyanam Mariyapik and other things, these things are totally, if you have the family minhag to do these Inyanam, you do it, if not Inyanam, you don't have to take on these Inyanam, but maybe be mistaken other things maybe that you should take on, but in terms of now, it's brought down Taka during pregnancy, Taka Moshe brings down Nechazion Kippur, you have to be extra careful in the Cholos Asuris. Because the food goes into the bloodstream and affects the vlad, you have to be extra careful. Darkei Moshe in Hilchos Yom Kippur says that you have to be extra careful with Machalos Asuris, and you have to be careful in terms of what you eat, because it's something which affects the vlad. The minhag is mitigate Tanesim, so in Eretz Yisrael, like upon America, maybe the different minhagim, but in America, the minhag is, in terms of the Dalat Tanesim, that people who are pregnant and nursing, the minhag, even though Ramah says, Noigin Lasanis, Les Tsar, in Eretz Yisrael, we now want Kamat Reva Paiskim, Kamat Kola Paiskim, that we now want that it is a Tsar for a lady to fast. It's a hot climate over here, and therefore the minhag is the Dalat Tanesim. They don't fast Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av in a regular, normally healthy situation. They have to fast. If it's not a normal healthy situation, ask a Shaila.
From when do you not have to fast?
And as soon as you know you're pregnant, you do not have to fast. During the Dalat HaNesim, the Yom Kippur Tisha B'Av, you have to fast. If there's a medical situation, Tasa Shailas. No, pregnancy test already is enough. We don't have suffering the fast. In terms of, there are some certain skulas that it should go well, the childbirth. Kav Chaim Bigzan Simshin, even Lav Malka. Is one of the schoolists that is Machmer to wash in order to wash Malka. The Chida brings down this idea of doing psicha, that during the ninth month that you should go out and do psicha. The Simon Adavar is like you open up the Aron Kodesh, helps the Rechen open up easier.
Open safe.
And the Chida brings down such a thing. Right, the Chida adds some. Right, and these things are schools. That's what I tell you in Minigavis. Somebody told me that in Pseik, like he went and he asked for Psicha, and she would say, like, what? You're like, Enikol Chida, you're Sfardi, you're like, you know, my Kesher. But already now, I think it's really pretty popular. I think it's pretty popular school. You just have to know all the schools which we take on. You have to know, like, what schools are Gemara's, what the Moira's, Makaris, based
Naman.
So that's not bad. It's one time in ninth month. You have to have, there's a style. Some we do at the beginning of ninth month. Some we do when it's the time of delivery. You should be careful. Obviously, during Muberis, the Gemara says that walking over nails is a kind of for a Vlad. So Kamuvan, you have to be careful. That's Medina to Gemara. This is not whatever. It's Medina to Gemara. They've got to be careful not to walk over nails.
Over or on top of?
Over. Either one. Well, stepping. It's a where's it come based on? Because it's based on because the chet of chava. It's you know, I can't think. Mark brings down that whatever.
Stepping
over it. Therefore, if it falls on the floor, it's brought down. You should sweep it out of the room. See that room? Maybe it's not as it doesn't have it. If you sweep it, you definitely not going to manicure. I don't know when during whatever the Mark says. It's like kind of did not go to manicure when you are pregnant. Nothing to talk about. I don't know why.
You sweep it
is a style of whether you have to sweep it out of the room or in the room, but definitely no, you should not be going to a manicure during when you are pregnant.
The front place in the
sweep every night and the first appointment, it's not fine.
Fine. In terms of the vestas, just quickly in terms of the first 3 months, so bad something Gemara says you're not musalakas until after 3 months. Therefore, the Gemara says in terms of vestas during the first 3 months, the Gemara says you're not musalakas until after 3 months. First 3 months, you have to keep all vestas medina the Gemara. Ramosha Feinstein has a tshuva which he discusses that Matthias nowadays does not seem to be like that. Matthias nowadays seems to be that people are not musalakas during the first 3 months. Ramosha wants to say that maybe Nishtan HaTava, and Ramosha wants to go ahead and be Mekel. This is a tshuva Shikavega which says also Nishtan HaTava, but he says Afabikain. Mice of the Shaila really is a very theoretical Shaila because of that, you don't find out you're pregnant until you pass your vestas. It's only get if it vests kavua, it's negay. Then it can be negay because negay for 3 months. If it vests any kavua, so the time the pregnancy test comes in positive, it's not it's 30, day 35, day 40, you pass three vestas. So it's really a very, you know, with that class, theoretically. You only have to do it once. Once you pass it once, you pass it in the Mechodesh, once you pass it. A Vesh in the Kuh, you pass it in the Mechodesh, you pass it in the Benes. So with that call, it's a very theoretical. Shailah in the Zach. Halacha l'mayis, you'll see when you learn, you'll see you have a better perspective in terms of the actual Pesach. Benegay are doing a Skirat Maracha. So they have this Skirat Maracha, is the detailed ultrasound, which they do in terms of whether one should do it or not. So the reason why they do the detailed ultrasound basically is for abortions, to find out if it's a Down syndrome or any deformations in order to give you the ability to abort. That's why they do it right before the end time when a person's allowed to abort. At a certain time, legally they're not allowed to do an abortion. And that's the Ikar Sibur why they do a detailed ultrasound. The Vikuach amongst the Rabbanim in terms of whether they do a Skirat Maracha is that, on one hand, that there are a lot of misdiagnosis, and there have been plenty of stories of people finding out they have some type of major problem and they fly back to America and they have to give birth in America, and they give birth and there was no problem, it was Ladam, everything was fine. And many times they diagnose Down syndrome, and also it's Ladam. It happens to be there's a certain sign of Down syndrome, which as ultrasounds get better, it's come out on like 60% of the pregnancies are going to show up that. They just didn't phase it out yet. So they can tell you, it's a Down syndrome, but they didn't phase it out. Because there's a lot of stress, and extra stress on the pregnancies, and therefore that's why some say not to do it. What's the reason? Yes, to do it. So there are some small things which they could help for. There's a something in the heart, which if the child has it, that they have to perform surgery on right away by birth. The numbers, as of a couple of years ago, now I'm sure updated, was 7 in 10,000. That was the numbers of people having the heart condition. If they have a heart condition, like half of them they could save. So it's like a 0.07. It's a low number, but it's something which, yes, does exist. So what comes to Halachah L'maaseh? In terms of Chavis Hashtalis, do you have to do it? No, it's not a Chavis Hashtalis. It's something which is rare. It's not a Chavis Hashtalis to go ahead and do it. It's not a common thing. It is something which, yes, could help. And you know, if you like to take it, it's,
Why can't you do that later on?
What I say?
Why can't you do that later on?
What I say? So do I personally take it? Yeah, we personally do take it. But yeah, it's not, those are two studying why some people are against it. What? Lav dafka, they could, whatever. There are one other two rare things which they could give stuff during the actual pregnancy. Now, there are two of them. There's a 13th week and the 20th or 21st week. 13th week, the imams don't need to do. That's a new thing that imams don't need to do. That's irrelevant.
That's a genetic one in this.
The genetic one is irrelevant. You're having the baby, saying it's irrelevant. That's irrelevant. The other one, Skirat Maracha, I personally do it. That's just the two sides of the coin.
Why do
you do it? Because it's small, it's a rare thing, so like, what's the big deal? So, it's not just a big investment, so I have to go down and find out. And she's more calm if she knows everything's okay, and say that. Therefore, whatever. Fine. In America, it's not just a vikuach. America, the insurance doesn't pay unless you do it. So it's not really a nice thing. You have to do it. It's like not... you have to do it in America. It's not again for insurance. It's really only it's sold. Can I say? And like Avashar Weiss said, I stopped telling people not to do it. As a couple of years from now, I imagine now I probably tell people yes to do it. But I'll cop on them. Fine, Victor. In terms of hiring a doctor, a labor coach, so it is recommended that you should not do the system yourself. Just to go you and your wife alone to have the birth. It is recommended to have somebody, if you're able to afford it, obviously, if you can't afford it, you can't afford it. But, it is recommended to have a doctor or labor coach. In the early years, when I came, everyone's very into doctors, and people hired private doctors. Now doctors are a little bit out of style, and people go with labor coaches. The only time you really need a doctor, that's when the midwives are more experienced than doctors in giving birth to babies. They do all day. That's what they're doing, delivering the babies. A regular standard birth, midwife do just as good as enough, and if not better. You need a doctor if something goes wrong. You have to do a surgery or something complicated. Then already, midwife is not trained in just delivering the baby, and that's where a doctor comes in. Now, there are doctors on call. sometimes some better, some, some are worse. You know, you could maybe it's good to have a name of a doctor you might want to call in case something happens, just in case, you know, as a backup. But that most people now go with, you know, the labor coaches. What do labor coaches do? Labor coaches basically help it that they help, they help ease the pain. They have all sorts of different pressure points and breathing techniques and each the mahalach. And, you know, it's definitely kedai to have either a labor coach or a doctor. Number one, it helps. The labor coach helps the actual delivery. I'm saying it helps, you know, the pain. And also helps having advocate, in, you know, for the system. That's something which is strongly recommended. So it's a calling on Shabbos. So we look at it as having a private doctor or having a labor coach. We look at it as considered a yisuvei daita, and therefore be mutter to call a labor coach or a doctor on Shabbos if she feels that she needs it. If she doesn't feel she needs it, then obviously if it's a luxury, then enechami not. But most women feel that they need it, then we want to do it on Shabbos. In terms of inducing a baby, Moshe Shachiva writes that one should not induce a baby. Why not? Sector Moshe, that two reasons he writes. Reason number one is because there's certain mazel the baby's born, and that's in the mazel the Mar Shabbos Kufin design brings down, affects the baby all sorts of different life items. Well, mazel you brought in, and therefore this is your destiny, this is your mazel in life. You shouldn't be playing around with the mazel, and therefore you shouldn't induce. Tamna Maturam Moshe says that being that having a baby bets him some type of level of sakana, he says that why is a lady allowed to get pregnant and put herself into sakana? She's not having puruvu, so why is she allowed to do it? Elamai says the pshat is that if you're doing it in a regular normal life and there's like avtacha, Hashem b'shalei davaro, avtacha from the bayin shalom, that kilo it's not going to be so much of a sakana affair. But Zakar Moshe, to put yourself in a sakana when it's not the time, Zakar Moshe, that's called being mach yourself in the mach of sakana, and therefore he says that's another reason why it's usher to go ahead. I'm saying that's another reason why it's usher to go ahead and induce. The medical community does not look at it this way, and therefore many times the medical community would like to induce. You know, definitely by the goyim, and they just like they schedule their induction based on their work schedule or holiday season or whatever, you know, whatever works out. Therefore, the medical world is sometimes a little personal in terms of doing induction. In terms of halacha lemaisa, it's like this: if there's any suffix sakana or it's sad like that, you know, the water's low or whatever the situation is, then avada, go ahead and induce, and it's, you know, beseder gamur. If it's time for convenience, then we don't go ahead and induce. Now, bedarach klal, if you don't have a private doctor and they're recommending for you to induce, bedarach klal, there's a reason for it. If you don't have a private doctor. If you have a private doctor, then already, you know, it says darshani, because, you know, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you come in for a checkup, you're here, he's there, she's there, you know, he just wants to get out with, he's anxious to come at 2 o'clock in the morning, get woken up to come in for, you know, to deliver you. So if you have a private doctor, then already a lot of times, lav dafka, it could be a tzairach, and whatever. But that's how basically, they try, person you didn't do is to some, don't say you spoke to your rabbi, don't say anything halacha, just say, we really want to have the baby naturally. Is it irresponsible to do that? And, you know, you try pushing a little. If they tell you, mamash, you're responsible, then okay, then you have to.
How about people who are Jew, so they're always pushing you?
Hold on a second. They say it's irresponsible, so then they mal assault.
The doctors only wait 10 or 14 days.
So it's a mekubal in the medical world and not to go more than 10 days. Could be the cutting even down to 7 days now. I think 7 and 10 already. That's mekubal, and at that point, definitely it's okay to go ahead and do so at that point. In terms of doing natural inductions, people want to know, they have like these acupuncture, vitamins, oils, walking around. All those things are okay. They're not a psychoresha, and that will all be considered natural. Now, Vyashev held that once a lady is in active labor, to go ahead to make it go quicker, you want to break the water. It's going slowly, you want to break the water, or they want to speed it up. Once you're in active labor, Vyashev, that's okay. It's not called putting stuff in the sakana. And therefore, once you're in active labor, it's okay to go ahead and give things to go ahead and speed it up. You're in the hospital, you want whatever you want. You want to strip. You want stripping is a form of induction. They strip the membrane and to get it going. That definitely is a form of induction. Once you're in active labor, the labor is starting and you're having the baby, the question is going to be 8 hours or 6 hours or 4 hours? A lot of times they want to break the water. Once you're in the hospital, you're in active labor, they're not sending you home, you're here, then you're able to go ahead and basically do what you want. In terms of taking an epidural, medically the epidural is totally safe. like if you would be going through labor, I guarantee you every single one you would take epidural, and you would not sit there and tolerate the pain. The women have like this like fear of like epidural and like whatever. I think the numbers are very, very small. They're getting better.
The doula's are very nice.
The doula's not into it. That's it. You have to have a doula who's healthy, because the doula's not into it, because if you have to take epidural, so you don't need them. And what do they do? What do they accomplish? Therefore, some of the doulas are not into it. Whatever, you know. What? Yeah, but it doesn't hurt. So.
It slows it down.
I'm saying
it.
Yeah.
No, it slows it down, then the happy goes down. And then.
There are some side effects to epidurals. There are headaches. There are some side effects. I'm not saying everything has two sides of it. But definitely, what? Yeah, yeah, it's not usual. Normally it's not. The numbers are very, very rare right there. You should, if it's negated, you should like condition your wife that if she needs it, she should take it, and shouldn't be any tell labor coach beforehand you might take epidural. The labor coach we use, she's very healthy, whatever. Going to epidural, she's fine with it. And it's very good. Who do you use? We use Sarah Mantel, her name is.
Shout out.
Okay, fine. What do you say? I have no idea, but whoever it was, he's nifted 15 years and he got better. So it wouldn't be negated if he was against it. Oh, because you have to. Yeah. So I have a going in on Shabbos. So the Gemara says that, let's keep behind the clock. A Yelis has a din of a Chodesh Yesh by Sakana on one hand, but in some ways we're more makeup by Yelis, in some ways we're more machmer by Yelis. Yelis is considered, Vaz says, on one hand we consider Yelis Yesh by Sakana, but Echem Mimini Elof dying childbirth. It's very not common to die in childbirth, therefore it's considered like a less of a, in one hand, it's more chumer than regular sakanas. Other than we find them more kulas. The kula that we find by yoledis is that the Gemara brings down that yoledis, something called yusuve daita. Yoledis has to be calm during childbirth. And if she's not calm, so then that could be considered a possible sakana. The Gemara brings down that if she's a suma and there's no lights, and she wants you to turn on a light and air, so the Gemara says mutter. Why? Because being that she's not calm when there's no lights, even though it doesn't really make a difference. We don't really need the light. Even in Dereisa, you let it do, in order that Yoleda should be calm. So therefore, based on this, this is the heter why we said why Yoleda call a private doctor. It's a suvedaita. If the Yoleda feels this is what she needs, so it's a suvedaita, and therefore you're able to call a private doctor. Who then a labor coach, if she needs a labor coach, so she'll be more calm going through the labor. So then, and a clam. I've got the husband saying my wife doesn't really need it, and therefore it shouldn't be maybe number to be Michal Shabbos. So with that, when I speak to the wife, it's like a little different story. but Hakapanim, if they feel that they need it, then it's going to be much. In terms of who's allowed to go, so you can have a labor coach, you can have the husband. The question is, you want to know how many people can you bring already? What do you say? We're talking about Shabbos, yeah. So in Corona, it's not a guarantee. I only give me one person. And the wife has to usually choose between the husband or the labor coach. What?
Labor coach.
What do you say? it's on and off. And you have to choose between the husband. Whatever she'd rather. When the husband being there, you're not going to understand really what exactly you're doing. But just being there is more, gives her more strength. And you don't have to say anything. That's the rule base. What? Right, don't say it's a chalav chava, right? Yeah. the rule of these things is if you don't have the same thing, don't just being there makes a difference to her. She feels stronger. Why, who, why, where? It doesn't make a difference. That's the mitzias, and that's the way it is. The chumra we have by yeledis is that number one, we try to be might in the, like all sakonis nefas, you try to be might in the chil Shabbos. Therefore, you should prepare beforehand as much as possible in order that it should not be chil Shabbos. Therefore, you should prepare beforehand, dial in the phone number of the Shabbos guy, whoever you're calling, dial the number beforehand, and therefore you just have to press one button, just press redial, as opposed to dial 0527, whatever the number is. Just press redial. You should prepare all the stuff beforehand for Shabbos, prepare the bag, and you have to muksa on Shabbos. If you're going to think maybe you're going to need What is that?
If
you need to bring whatever in the papers you need to get into the hospital, if you need certain papers, but every hospital is different. Yeah, look, Achille, you're supposed to dial with a shina, you're supposed to dial with a fork, a knuckle, you should dial with a shina. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work, try your best. And if you're too nervous, at the beginning, like, my first time, I was like trying to dial with my whatever, I was like too nervous, just wasn't going, now I'm all pro, but at the beginning.
How many were born on Shabbos?
How many born on Shabbos? I think three, maybe? First one was on Shabbos. Then there's one recently on Shabbos. We had that the missionary drive us. Whatever. I'm saying it. But he's supposed to dominate. That shouldn't happen on Shabbos. I'll combine him. In terms of hanging up, so the shall we let hang up or not? Once you're on the phone, sometimes you'll have to say hello. You don't have to speak Baramiza. You'll have to say hello. Once you're on the phone, the question is, you'll have to hang up or not? So there's no reason to hang up. You shouldn't hang up. But if you're on the phone with Mada, if you're on the phone with the taxi driver, so no reason to hang up. If you're on the phone with Mada or the hospital, and they need to have their phone available, so the question is, can they just hang up? If they hang up or disconnect it, yeah, okay, fine. Okay, fine. So there's no reason to. Wait, say? Have the guy do as much malach as possible, opening the door, closing the door. If the guy's going to make you pay the money, prepare the money beforehand. They could just show him where, you have to show him where the money, show him where the money is. So on one hand, we said it's more chamer. They have to do a shinoi, if possible, and you have to try to get a guy different than the regular kleshes of sakana. And on the other hand, as you see, the meister were a little bit more meikel. On chutz la'aretz, you have to ask a shayla. In terms of chutzaretz, in terms of you have to ask a shayla in terms of what you're allowed to carry to bring to the hospital, because if you're in a place with even aretz, so when you're in a place of erev, so then there's not so much of shayla, take whatever you need. If you're in chutz la'aretz, so you're coming from Givet Zev, or a place which is outside of erev, so then what do you say? No, a place that doesn't have erev, you're driving out of erev, that's all. Then all right, you just have to ask the shayla, find out where you let it bring. In terms of pressing the elevator button, so if your wife, mamish, can't walk up, so then, if you're on like the second, whatever, if you can make it down, you make it down. If you can't make it down, so just do it with a shinai. If there's no other way to make it down. If you can't get a guy, whatever, do it with a shinai. Now, if you're driving your own car, so number one, make sure to turn off the lights before Shabbos. The lights inside the car, not your brights. Make sure to turn off the lights before your car. Make sure, I could confirm the story with me, but somebody told me that Arlena once drove in on Shabbos and he forgot to turn off the music. So like he's driving through Meir Sharon with whoever was playing. Didn't think the locals appreciated that too much. So make sure to turn the music. There's only quark when you drive, so you have to be mindful of the as least as possible. So once there's a sheriff from Chashva Pesach, he's saying like, when you get to a light, so you can't turn on the blinker, because you're doing extra malacha, it's not necessary. And if you get the red light, mechitei si la stop.
Right.
And when you're driving, passes all this, calls their machinist into sakana, and if you don't drive normally, whatever. So basically, you could basically do whatever the normal way, which you do it. If somebody, we didn't get to the hospital yet. If somebody signing papers, so any from hospital is not going
to
make you sign.
How do you get to the hospital?
What?
See,
no, you cannot turn off the car when you get to the hospital. It's just a momentistic issue. You just have to leave the car there. Most hospitals know that they have a guy who will go turn off the car for you and move for you. If not, they malasot. So you can't be mechal Shabbos to save yourself some money. In terms of signing papers, so over here you don't have to sign any papers. In America, if they can make you sign papers, if that's the only option, so sign with a shino. Sign it with your left hand and be mind as much as possible. If you get to the hospital and there's a false alarm and Lamaisa, and she's not really ready yet, so the question is, are you allowed to go back? So if you have a place to stay in the hospital, so okay, no, stay in the hospital. If not, so then, your wife in the ninth month probably has a new relationship with a psychiatrist. She's probably feeling sick and whatever, and you know, if you don't have really a place to stay and whatever, so then you can make all the comeback a day goi. You'd be able to make all the comeback a day goi. What is that? Once she's going back, it's just we'd be sure I'm able to come back a day goi. In terms of actual labor, in terms of when a lady becomes a nida, so there are three basic ways to become a nida. She's dam, so then obviously she's coming a nida. If she's a Sheves Ala Mashber, the Gemara says that she's at the point that she's giving birth. She's sitting down, she's on the birthing table, she has a din of a nida. The Gemara says, at least Kapei Chil Shabbos, if it's the point where there are strong contractions, she's not able to walk, so that also that's called, she has a din of Yoledes, and passes Yatri Machmer that she be considered a nida at that point. What's cool that she can't walk? So during contractions, no one could walk. It means in between the contractions, she's so weak from the contractions that in between the contractions, she can't walk. Then already she has a din of a nida, and you'd have to go ahead and be machmer. Now, Shema Zaman was machmer that if you're towards the end, you're at the point which you're having contractions like steady every 2 to 3 minutes, long, hard contractions, like the contractions are going on for a minute and a half. Already you have to be machmer already. That's considered, that's the safe leda, and therefore you have to be machmer then at that point already. She's a nida, even if there isn't any dam. Like I mentioned before, stripping makes her a nida. If they strip her, if you have a heter to get stripped, that'll make her a nida, or if the doctor does it. By one of our brothers who went to get checked out, the liver coach said, go get checked out, and the doctor just stripped her without asking. It goes inside. Yeah, and you go inside, but then, you, yeah. There is dam. He's taking the thing out. Yeah. It's a very evil thing to do. It kills, I'm saying. Also, a lot of times people strip, the baby doesn't have another 2 or 3 days. Sometimes, you know, you come a nida. In terms of the water breaking, says Ovi Koch, the water breaks, whether it makes you a nida or not a nida. The Bari Shulchan writes, a minigam moirim is to be machmer, he says, even if there's no dam. And lamaisa, alacha maisa, you can be mako. It's not called psichas amakar because it's just water. And if there's no dam in it, lamaisa, you can be mako that that's going to be mutter. If there is dam more than a gris, definitely have to be machmer. Less than a gris, tasa shelas chacham. Whether do we dan it as vadimin makar? Is it considered maybe dam bargasha? Gets it more than a gris, definitely you have to be machmer. No dam, you can be makel. Less than a gris, yes a shayel. Mucus plug coming out also is a big vikuach amongst the poskim how we dan the mucus plug. The mice of the mitzvah says the mucus plug is not from the inside, from the outside. And therefore, the mucus plug itself, there's no type of seeds like ever, and it's not going to answer. If there's dam, weiter is kashayla, whether mutter, usser, there are also more than a gris pasha to be machmer. In is kashayla, the mucus plug comes out. No dam, bain the water, bain mucus plug, mutter. If it's water more than a gris, you definitely have to be machmer. If it's less than a gris, if there's dam in the water, it's more than a gris. If that's the vine. Right, so ask a shayla that happens. Okay, ask a shayla that happens. Now, the husband being in the room, if the husband during the labor, in terms of the husband being in the room, so there are a lot of poskim which don't like the husband being in the room because he's going to look. The mitzvah says if you're not going to look, if you're situated in a place that you're looking the other way and you're facing the other way, well, nothing wrong with your side. You have to make sure not to. What do you say? You should not be looking, and you shouldn't. If you're going to look, you should not be in the room. In terms of when the baby's born, so you make a bracha, you may, I tell you, I made it by a boy. You wait till your wife, you know, is like there a little bit. She washes her hands, and then you might see her in a tayva meitiv. If it's a girl, the minig is you make a shachianu, and you make a shachianu. In terms of names, so the whole is the vikuach. And the inyanim with names is something which has got a little bit out of control and is very, very overrated. That Sharish HaNeshama and all sorts of how many hundreds and thousands of babies are born into this world with fights over who the name should be like, if people are getting insulted, and v'chulu, v'chulu. And the Makiris, that the name is like Hemshech HaNeshama and things like that, it's more Makiris around Chassidus Sfarim from a couple hundred years ago. It's not, you know, it's not a Raja Ritva, it's not a Gemara. Yeah, I think we're a shmagar, we can make a difference, but it's a hemshech neshama and all the. I say it's not true. I said that it's definitely overrated, and you have to have the proper perspective. In the inyanim, the chaznish held that if you want to have the, you know, those inyanim, so then it has to be the exact name, if it's to be Surish Neshama, things like that. And if you don't have the exact name, you do a different name. It's not going to be the same. The others are meikel and say that, you know, it's fine. You can mix them, Surish Neshama, you can mix things, and it doesn't make such a difference. The Gemara does bring the Yishchak does bring down, that's his name if somebody has a bad mazel. It's very mazalai, I'm Shlomo brings down others. No, not anymore, sorry. Somebody has a bad mazel, you should not name after somebody has a bad mazel. What's the criteria for a bad mazel? Ramosha says that if somebody dies young, he says Shmuel died when he was 52. It depends how the person died. The person, time just ran out and just got old and sick and died at 52, so that's not a problem. He says Shmuel's not a problem. It's only if a person died in Misa Mishuna, for example, somebody got into a car accident or some type of chili, so then that's considered an abnormal death, but a regular, then the Maiso would not be a problem.
Even if young?
What?
Even if young?
Shmuel died when he was 52. Time just turned time. Sure. By, yeah, so the minute is, yeah, the name, that's one life and how you do it. Parents, this I can remember many times, are Moshe Shachu Minigay parents. If somebody's Hashem Shalom, a parent was Nifter, it's okay to name, even though it's a bad mazel. So Moshe has a tshuva, not understanding clear 1,000% what his maskan is. I might say we were very sold a couple of the Tamid Ramosha, and they said Moshe is the Chachila, Askib Rav Eim, Shemesh Davara, and I'm naming after a parent, even if we're bad mazel, that's something which somebody would do. Nasa's naming after somebody's Michal Shabbos. In many cases, you're not sure the person's Kedai to name after, not Kedai to name after. He's a good person, not a good person. So there's Eitzah from Rav Volba and others that you name the Baal Tanai. And if this is the person supposed to be named after, it should be. If it's Moshe the tailor, it should be Moshe the tailor. If it's not good for the kid, it should be Moshe Rabbeinu. And you just do it al tanai. And like this, you get the Kibbutz of Aim, and you got the. And maybe you got the Nyon, maybe not. And now that's definitely different enough. Now, in terms of choosing a name, so the Seder Advar, like we said before, that people get so excited and upset and uptight about the names. The Seder Advar, in terms of what your priority should be, in terms of the name should be. So the first priority is your child comes first. Don't give a name which you would not want to have. If you're naming your daughter Brachas Princess or whatever, and you know, Yiddish names are beautiful, but they're outdated. In itself, for sure, you have to just find out where you're going to live. Is this a Mokobal Dika name? Not Mokobal Dika name. I don't want your son and daughter to be seen their whole life embarrassed. Okay, they can drop the second name. Kitsa. Yamoid, Yehuda, I don't know, whatever, you know. That's a fine name. If it's Yehuda, I don't know, but whatever. Girls are more sensitive to these things. Look, if they don't want to. But kids, you don't want it like, you know, your daughter's going to be embarrassed on her cast an invitation to have her name, okay? And that's going to be the first priority. Priority number two comes, sometimes you don't like the name so much, your wife doesn't like the name so much. So kids, if your wife doesn't like the name, I would say don't go with it because it takes them a while to whatever. The men get over it very quickly. You know, it's a name, it's a theoretical, it's whatever. Once it's a person, you know, Bracha Sprinzer, when it's Bracha Sprinzer, it bothers you. When it's Bracha Sprinzer, you know the person, it doesn't bother you. So if the husband doesn't like it, that kind of stage, just drop it. If your wife doesn't like it, then I would not drop it too quickly. Then after we went through the child, your wife, then your parents. You know, you can make your parents happy. It's a very good thing to do. And your parents, your in-laws, it's a, you know, cute aim. It's a very nice thing to do, good thing to do. Across the type, it's a great thing to do. Do not bring your parents and in-laws into the discussion. Unless you're going to listen to them, because weiter, it's people get very, it's, you know, well, they're overstepping their boundaries to the matter on their own. Okay, you just say thank you for input them though. You don't do not get into discussion with them unless you're going to listen to them. And if you don't like say, oh, I really like the name after bracha, but since I have a cheshbon or whatever, like with that cloud, you know, maybe do 30. What? You use that class in the backfire and whatever. Okay, I'll cup on him.
Where's the transmission? And the doctor checks out open. Do you have to check the gloves to see if it's dominant?
In terms of pumping to save on cover lockers after the birth, in terms of some have a minute not to go out until they hear a baruch or davar shabbat kedusha. It's brought down al yirabba. These things I might only tell you minhagim, only if you have the minhag. If you have the minhag,
what's
the
other going out?
They only go out if it's sorry if they make it to go out, but they don't go to the you don't go out shopping or visiting a friend to your davar shavakadusha. These are things only if you have the minhag. If you don't have the minhag, I personally don't have the minhag, so we're not makbid on it. It's not a thing which you just not a thing which you have to take on. If you have the minhag, it's minhag. If not, and now in terms of kadosh kedusha baruch, in terms of birkas hagoyimel, so the Mishnah Berurah is of the opinion that ladies do not bench birkas hagoyimel. It's not snias. Yishalaimers are more a little more into it. Right, if you have a minig imois or always in terms of doing it, you do it. If not, you know, don't see any major reason to take it on. Mishbru is an opinion not that you don't have to. They don't have to do it. Husband has a chiv aliyah l'tayir when he after the wife. In terms of basa b'chalav, so during Rebbeinu Shlomo Nekesis is brought down that even though we paskin the ikar din, you have to wait 1 hour. 6 hours is a minug ashkenaz, which shachs is a bal nefesh should be yachmer. Mishesh l'rech toira should be machmer. Sorry, mishesh l'rech toira should be machmer. But again, Rebbeinu Shlomo Nekesis know you can lockal that they need it after an hour. They could... Pesach Shuvah says the makom chayli you can be meikel, as Pesach Shuvah says. We know you can lahakal that if they need it, you know, by pregnancies they have these cravings. You know, sometimes they have these cravings like 3 o'clock in the morning. They're going to go to I don't know Oshra to pick her up. Meneg, if they feel they need it, they're weak. They feel they need it. Well, depending how much, depending on this. In terms of pumping on Shabbos to save the milk. So if you're pumping something which is le'ibud, you're just throwing it out. So it's mutter makam sar to pump le'ibud, and it's not going to be a problem. Hashem gave you pumping to save the milk. That's mamash isa deraisa, saving the milk. And the only time in mutter would be in a situation where it's chuyish yish besakana. Now, the Gemara does say nivamas tam tinik is m'sukan eitzel chalav. The child is m'sukan eitzel chalav. Therefore, they like this chazan says, "Stam taking mitzvah and itzal chalav," and therefore it's mutter to go ahead and be mechal Shabbos. Let's see, in Kippur, in order to have milk. Now, nowadays, where we have Materna and a lot of different options, you know, we're not going to say that it's considered a sakana. Right? If the child doesn't take milk, or the child is allergic, and nechnami. But otherwise, we're not going to say it's sakana. But if you're doing the ibud, it's mutter. What's the ibud? You put soap in the bottle, so. Or just doing it onto the floor. That's the ibud, then it's mutter makam sar. She's engorged, and it's semi mutter. If you want to save the milk, so the eitz is that if you do an eifin of grama, how do you do an eifin of grama? The way you do an eifin of grama is that you get an electric timer, and she attaches it to herself before it goes on. So now you're not doing anything. Nothing, no mice happen yet. You attach it to herself, it's on her, and now it's just going on. So you just did grama. Grama makam sar is mutter. So therefore, if you want to, for a child to have the milk, we would say that's considered tzairich. It is healthier and better to have mother's milk. You know, the Bnei Shalom's natural stuff is, you know, is going to say is better. So therefore, if you want to save the milk, if you do not even a grandma that she puts on a timer and she attaches it to hers beforehand, then it's going to end up. And when you do that, I would recommend having a timer go on and off every 15 minutes. Because if you miss it, it's going to be a problem. If it falls off, it's going to be a problem. If I have it going on, off every 15 minutes, and then that's going to be okay. A lot of times, ladies have, they get scratches on the nipples, infections, so they want to put on cream. So in terms of putting on cream, smearing is just a deraisa, dabbing is fine. So just dabbing it on, you can put it on, and then maybe when she gets dressed, it's going to be klachiyad. Klachiyad also could be mutter. If you're doing klachiyad, we're making sour, we're going to be makel, so if she's going to, you know, wipe it with the back of her hands, that's considered klachiyad, and we're making sour, we're going to be makel. We have to be careful to do klachiyad. If you space out and you go like that, then you mamish to the iser, you mamish to the iser deraisa. In terms of six-week checkup is... It doesn't have to be at 6 weeks. You know, the main thing in 6 week checkup is just checking that everything got healed. Derekah, the doctor writes you out a prescription for birth control. You know, doctor's not a pesek, and you know, ask a pesek in terms of whether it's negative for you or not negative for you. When can she start doing the Hefsek Taira? So Batsim, whenever she gets clean, it's okay. Like we mentioned, like last time, the Shalimers wait a while. It's birth, you know, a natural birth control. Batsim, you know, we all that. Whenever she wants, she could do a Hefsek Taira. The normal range, probably between 5 to 9 weeks, is the normal range in terms of how long it takes. People, you know, 5 to 6 is a little more normal. 7 to 8 to 9 is a little bit on the longer side. You know, but that's definitely the normal range. If you're starting earlier, it's fine to start, but you just have to be prepared. A lot of times people start, stop. I mean, it's very common to start and stop. And you just have to just be prepared that that possibly I might start and stop.
No moich.
In terms of doing bedikas, yes, shaham bedikas is to do. Definitely should not do a moich. In general, your moich is not done. In terms of bedikas, ask a shayla, how many bedikas do you have to do? And it's also very common people have makas, so you know many rabbis just tell you to do a hefsek rishon and shvi. Sometimes you try, you know, try one a day, see how it goes. You know, you have to ask your place in terms of what he does. In America, like my chassan teacher told me, like 15 bedikas. You know, no reason not to do. If she's not ready to do the system, then she shouldn't. Don't make a hefsek tire. I'm like, so like, how's it work out? He's like, what's the problem? No, he said no. So I think it has to do with no. He said no. He said it's fine. I think it has to do with the climate over here. That this, being it's a much more humid climate, therefore the skin is drier. Therefore the skin is drier, and therefore makas. I'm not sure if that's the site or the site is where we do bedikas. That could be like people spiraling out there. Maybe just go around once. I'm not sure what the site is, but because they're. However, just ask your place in terms of how many. In general, most people do not make it do a moich. How many bedikas to do, depending also what your case history and you know what the situation is. I said there's nothing wrong going to the mikvah. The doctors they can't be together, so then that's Tali and That's Tali and whatever. No, let's talk about that. Lemaisa after. Somebody gives birth, your wife needs a tremendous amount of physical and emotional support. It's, she feels very, very sick for the first, she feels very, very sick for the first tekufa. And, you know, being up all night with the baby is just like, you know, it's extremely, extremely hard and they feel very, very sick. What? Yeah, so buying jewelry is a good thing to do. That's a one-time, you know, whatever. But, the Crusader Dick of Help goes forward. Basically, you should magnify yourself like this, that, you know, the next time you're sick, you have 102 fever, or maybe you have corona, you feel sick in bed, just remember how that feels. And then, after your wife has a baby, like on a good day, maybe that's how she feels, and you know, then you'll be more empathetic, and in terms of helping, you have to make sure. It's very common for people to have postpartum depression. It's a very common thing, and there's very good help out there in the world for these things. You know, NHTSA and the vegan organizations, which help out with these things. So you definitely have to. Keep your finger on the pulse, and if she seems to be out of whack a little bit, definitely you should get in touch with either Rabbanim or organizations. And there's definitely a lot of help for these things. Just 2 minutes. So just going to get miscarriages. So we mentioned before that 1 in 4% have miscarriages. In terms of how long the miscarriage is, and sometimes the miscarriage takes a couple of days to come out. So he says, Tumas Zachar, and it's in the cave. You have to wait 14 days. Sometimes it takes a couple of days till it comes out. And you don't know when it finishes coming out. So Shevelim and Shevelim writes, you have to be Machmer. It's Safik Deraisa. And you have to be Machmer from the end. And that's when it comes out. I once a guy recently. He's called me like.
What, from the end of the time you bleed?
Yes, because you don't know when the finished, when you were. When everything came out, you have to be convinced. If you're convinced, everything came out. A lot of times you don't know. Maybe it's a small aver, maybe it's not. You have to be convinced everything came out. What do you say? 10 to 14 days. Whenever it came, whenever you're convinced that it came out, whenever that is.
14 days.
No. You have to wait. On the 14th day, you go to the mikvah. I once got a phone guy. He called me a whole bunch of times. He told me that he's outside his house because his wife had a miscarriage. And he's a Kohen. So I want to know What does he do in terms of the? What does he do in terms of the kvura? In terms of the kvura, the Magen Avraham brings down he's supposed to do a kvura on a miscarriage, and he wants to know if she called the chavre kedisha, and you know what should he do in terms of that. So in terms of what point a miscarriage needs kvura, so they say back 4 or 5. Till, this is Masham. It says till about 5 months. We you know the nefa would not need a kvura, and therefore whatever under that just flush it down the toilet and it's fine. If it has rika by varm and chlami, my pasta could be. If it's early miscarriage, probably not. But if it's little, she just flush it down and can come in. You know, it takes 2 minutes to flush down the toilet. There's no whatever I'm saying. But if it's if after 4 or 5 months already, then you need a kvura. But that call the hospital takes care of the care. People have to have DNCs and situations. But that call there's a if you're in big chemshai sadik for sure. And if you're in a dance, you should be in touch with somebody. If that call the in touch with the chavre kadisha, you know they'll take care of it and that you know they'll take care of the nefel. Pell says it didn't have a lady. We mentioned before in benegia fasting. That batsam you don't have to fast. That has a din of a leidah. Only at the beginning, if she feels weak, that's all. Sometimes she only feels weak at the beginning. Then we're going to say it. One second. Yeah, kippur you have to fast the leidah. So let me go. Oh, it's Torah Shleish. So we saw the machlekes where Yevshav says the kamb leidam, where the Yevshav leidam is the Yevshav leidam, where machmer that has to come with dam. There's a machlekes between the Nedib Yud and others that is that this kala Yevshav sechav leidam is that only when it's coming from the inside, if the kever opened up, so then it's gonna dam is gonna come out. Let's see, coming from the outside, do you also say there or not? So Nedib Yud, super example, the Nedib Yud. Which wants to be machmer and wants to say that it's called Pesirtz HaKever and therefore it's going to be machmer. The Arme Kilim. From which the Tshuva discusses, so can we make a Svek Sveika? Can we say that Evish Pesirtz HaKever like Damon Machlaikis and Huadin inside outside is also Machlaikis and Yikri Mekel? From which the opinion is that he wants to be machmer if it comes to B'chutz. In terms of what the shear is, so Ramesh says that the only time it's a problem is, again, a lot of times they have these invasive ultrasounds or they have to do certain fertility treatments, they're going inside. So the opinion of Ramesha is that if it's under 3/4 of an inch, if it's under etzpa, then that's not called pesirtz HaKever, and you don't have to be machmer. There are some other places which are more machmer, like Shulchan says, it's the other fingers, be 15, it's not 3/4, it's like 15 millimeters, it's not going to be 19. The etzol dicker are a little bit more machmer. But I think most American places can go with 3/4 of an inch. Most, come out, there are no instruments which are going to be that big, and therefore it's not going to be, they're not going to be that big when they're going inside. They're not going to be. Now, IUDs, most of them also are not going to be an issue of psychics in a car. A mull, it could be. Once in a while, it could be. Once in a while, maybe it could be. But Bedak Cloud, it's not going to.
You have to look at this down.
So Bedekla, you do not have to look if there's no race. No, you can ask the doctor to tell you because the doctor sees it. If the doctor sees it, you're tummy and you're rusted. The fact they don't know, so you find out. He asked him not to look, but he's like, as he's looking, I look. He's going inside and so they're not possible. You're not mechuyev to ask him, you have a cheskas tayar, there's no reisa. But the doctor's a firm Jew, he's mechuyev to tell you because that's him, you're usher. Just the fact that he's mechuyev to tell you. The fact that he doesn't tell you.
Doesn't tell the guy to tell you? The goyish doctor?
So we're going to have to discuss, so we're going to do kapay zayin, which is something we have to discuss in terms of whether the goyim have an amonas, the chomer, the kula. Whether they have an amanus or not. Now, in terms of psikis hakever, a lot of times a lady's going to be dilated. You go in the ninth month, they say these amount of dilated. The question is that called psikis hakever? So they say a slow dilation or whatever. We're not going to consider psikis hakever, and therefore lamaisa we're not going to be machmer for that. One last thing, because the mechavim is to be dal that it's a cesarean, it's not going to be tama, because it's not dam, it doesn't come out through the rechem. But see, as this man is there, every cesarean has dam through the cesarean, yeah, when they do a surgery, C-section. The Messias is there, the Maisa, they all have they all have dam through the rechem, therefore it's not nagia, but it's not her.